Well, hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and on this edition of the conversation, I'm chatting with Twana Johnson. She is the program manager in the Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Services Program. That's within the Department of Family Services. And she's here to tell us all about Child Abuse Prevention Month. Twana, thanks for being here on the County Conversation Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Looking forward to this important conversation. And I got to say, right off the start, it's kind of sad that we need to have a Child Abuse Prevention Month, isn't it?
You know what? It's actually not as sad as it sounds, because all of us play a role in preventing child abuse and neglect. So think about you as, are you a parent, Jim?
I am.
So just every interaction you had with your child as you were raising him or her, it was your opportunity to help with the prevention of child abuse and neglect. So it really is just it's a lot of work to normalize what we all do. And it's just trying to make sure people know that we're all playing a part of that in terms of with what we do in the community.
Now, when we're talking about Fairfax County and Child Prevention Services Program, do we have any numbers, any kind of things that we could understand how big the problem is, or is it just it's a big problem and we need to talk about it?
So, you know, while it is an opportunity for all the community to lean in, and, you know, I said it's not as sad as it sounds, that is not to negate that there is a problem. And unfortunately, there are some caregivers who are overwhelmed, are stressed, and they don't always make the best choices. I don't have the numbers on me right now, but, mm-hmm. you know, we do definitely have each year quite a few number of children who are being, one, called into the hotline, and then the hotline then verifies whether or not it meets criteria, and then they're assigned to a CPS practitioner. And then, unfortunately, we do have a subset of those children who are then possibly separated from their families and mm-hmm. moved into foster care because we've deemed that is not safe for them at that moment. Mm-hmm. But part of prevention work, always constantly working with families to make sure that whatever happened doesn't happen again, and we're able to either reunify children or for CPS, making sure that whatever brought us to CPS's attention is not going to happen again. So everything is about continuing to prevent.
Okay. Well, let's talk about prevention for a minute.
Sure.
What kind of tips do you have to prevent child abuse?
So it sounds clunky, protective factor, but it's really what so many of us do every day. You know, when you think about you as a parent, whoever is listening to this or a caregiver, you know, when we're at our best, we tend to be more supportive, we're more relaxed, and it looks very different. But when we're stressed, what does that look like? So it's, how do we manage our stress? How do we use our community to help to, you know, share in the caregiving of our children? Do we have the right resources? You know, if we are stressed about paying the bills, then, you know, what does that look like in terms of supporting our children? Do we know, are we having unreasonable expectations of our child? So, you know, if we have a 3-year-old who's perhaps having a temper tantrum, but we're expecting him to act like a 10-year-old, then sometimes, yeah. you know, if you have unrealistic expectations, it doesn't always work well. And I think also just normalizing that as a human being, some days we have great days, some days not as great. And it's just, how do we manage our own feelings and emotions in with the children?
Right.
But there are so many resources, not just in terms of the general protective factors, but even with here in Fairfax County, we have tons of resources that are almost always free. Free, free, free.
Free is a good word.
Yeah.
Protective factors. That's the catchword, the buzz phrase. Is that what we're referring to these as?
Yes. So that is the research, evidence-informed criteria that helps to describe all of the different things that, as a caregiver, if we lean into it, we're more likely to have success. So they're concrete supports, which means, do we have enough money to pay the bills? Do we have food on the table? Do we have resources in terms of school and education, childcare? So that when we say concrete factors, that's what that means. Knowledge of parenting, knowledge of child development. You know, parenting is one of those things that often, and I'm a parent of a 9-year-old myself, people are like, it doesn't come with a manual, but actually it does. Like, there's so many manuals. There's so many classes. And there's something about knowing how to have reasonable expectations, I mentioned before, about our children, and also reasonable expectations of ourselves.
Mm.
We also have supports in our community. You know, I'm sure you heard the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. It is so, 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 so true. You know, not to say that you can't, you know, be independent and love your child, but there's something about having a community that helps to validate your feelings. You know what, your child is amazing or maybe not so amazing. Mm-hmm. But also, what does it look like to have support? You know, I need to run to the supermarket for a couple hours or run some errands. Who's going to watch my child so I'm not leaving them unattended?
Right.
So those are some of the protective factors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when people hear the word protective factor, they're like, I don't know what that is. But it's honestly things we're doing every single day. And if any family comes to our attention, whether it's through CPS or any other part of the child welfare system, everything we do is about connecting them to resources and services and support that helps to build their protective factors.
I'm going to take a step back here.
Okay.
Say I'm new to the system and I don't know anything and I'm trying to reach out to get some assistance or just some information.
Mm-hmm.
What's my first step? Is there a number I need to call to get more information? Is there a webpage I can go to find out? How would I start?
I love that question so much because one of the things we try to do within a prevention program is normalize that it's okay to ask for help.
Hmm.
So I'm going to actually spin your question if it's okay. Because your question was, what happens if I'm new to the system? What we are hoping to do is that no one actually knows they're a part of a system.
Okay.
Right?
Like, right, right.
We don't
want that.
Right, right. No, while Child Protective Services or CPS or foster care are absolutely amazing resources when needed, we don't want anyone to need it.
Right.
And CPS also doesn't want to be needed because ultimately what that means is something has happened that's bringing us to that attention,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
And while it's an amazing resource, families, surprisingly, are not excited when CPS comes to their door, right? So,
Wonder why.
Because there's some shame to it. Like it's whether or not there is truth to the accusation, there is still the overarching impression that I am a bad parent, therefore CPS is coming to my door. So that's why I want to actually walk your question back.
Right.
And one of the things we're trying to do, and I'm hoping that this podcast is one of the many ways to get there, is it's okay to ask for help. In this way, time of social media where everybody's perfect, we want to normalize that actually everyone is not.
Yeah.
And so to answer your question, we have a parent support line. It is 703-324-7720. And the purpose of that line is to say to everyone, hey, if you're having a bad day, you have a question, your child's having a tantrum, you don't know about the resources to offer that you could use, perhaps, you know, you're having some challenges with your rent. So even if we're not the right resource, we're going to connect to the right resource.
Mm.
The parent support line is also an opportunity to just listen.
Mm.
Yeah, we've had so many calls where caregivers are calling in and they just want to talk. And we just listen. It's a judgment-free zone.
Right.
And so additionally, if you go to fairfaxcounty.gov and search child abuse and prevention, then there are also services that will come up through there.
Okay. Repeat that number for me again one more time. Just want to make sure we got it. So the parent support line telephone number is, I think you said 703-324-7720.
It's 703-324-7720.
Okay.
So 703-324-7720. And because I am nervous, I apologize to the listeners.
Oh, that's
if I said like 10 different numbers, I'll say it again at the end.
That's okay. No worries. All good. So if you are listening and you need some help or just want to talk, as Twana said, 703-324-7720. This is Child Abuse Prevention Month. I was going to say celebration time, but I don't know if I want to use that word in the same sentence.
And I get it. I see why you would not want to.
Okay. Yeah. I guess a recognition.
Yeah.
Of the problem, understanding of the problem, and letting folks know that there are resources available that you mentioned. And with every recognition month or whatever, there's always a theme, at least with, you know, good months or whatever. I understand there's a theme this month. What is it and why did you come up with that thing? Or how did you come up with that thing?
So thank you so much for asking that, Jim. Our theme this year is Our Future Matters, Stronger Families, and Thriving Community. And honestly, the theme is exactly what it means. Or what it indicates. children are our future. And very cliche, very slightly corny, but we acknowledge that healthy children, successful children, children who are able to thrive are the ones who are going to make sure that our communities are successful. And just really trying to say again to the community, to leadership, to stakeholders, while prevention is not always the sexiest thing, it is absolutely critical because, you know, on news cycles and that kind of stuff, it's typically the worst case scenario stories that gets the excitement and, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened. And when you prevent something, it's very hard to talk about it, right? It's very hard to say, but it's so critical. It saves money, we're in an interesting budget time. And more importantly for families, it is minimizing their impact of being traumatized, right? Like, you know, we do not want families to be in a situation where they're making choices that they're not happy with. Very few people wake up today and say, today's the day I'm going to hurt my child.
Right.
I'm so excited. Like, it's usually a series of really unfortunate events that almost always could be prevented.
Mm.
So, and it's just trying to normalize that. So, yeah, Fairfax County has so many resources, but so many people don't know. It's okay to ask for help. They don't know where to ask for help. And there is a shame in then accessing the services.
So again, that theme is our future matters, stronger families, thriving communities. And the first part, our future matters. I mean, that's what kids are about.
Absolutely.
Our future matters.
Absolutely.
And then stronger families, thriving community. Says it all right there, I think. So you put all those three things together. I mean,
we really try to make it as simple as possible. Like, if it was one of those things where people are scratching their heads and like, what does this thing mean?
Right. What is
it? It really is that's, and it's all of our themes. Cause a couple of years ago, we had Words Matter. We had Family Matter.
Mm.
And it's all cyclical. It's not like we checklist and we move on to the new theme. Gotcha. It's all connected, and we're building on it every year as we learn more.
Yeah. Gotcha. We're talking about Child Abuse Prevention Month with Twana Johnson. She is the Program Manager with Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Services with the Department of Family Services. And I think you've mentioned the word resources several times already in this podcast. So let's talk about resources. What are all these resources available to parents? And I know one of them you mentioned was the Parent Support Line, but beyond that, what else is available?
So beyond the Parent Support Line, within the Department of Family Services, we have a number of prevention services. Because one of the things we acknowledge is that what I might need as a parent of a 9-year-old is not what a parent of a newborn is going to need. And a parent of a teenager might need something else. Additionally, you know, Jim, these children change every day. And
really?
We as parents, we change every day. So we acknowledge that we need multiple services to meet multiple needs. So we have our Body Safety Program. That is a partnership with a number of elementary schools within Fairfax County, where we support children understanding what is appropriate in terms of interacting with others, in terms of safe interactions, good touch, bad touch, and then how to assert themselves if ever they're in a situation where they unfortunately need to do that. And then we also give children the opportunity to share if something may have happened so that we can then connect them to resources and supports.
Mm.
Same thing again. We also have a partnership with a number of nonprofits within Fairfax County, and it's called our Healthy Families Fairfax Program. It is an early childhood home visiting program. It is nationally accredited, and what we do is we support families prenatally through their third birthday, as in the children's third birthday, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it provides home visiting. It starts weekly, then it gets monthly, and then more than quarterly. And it's connecting families, to letting them understand about child development, the education, how to be a parent, and then helping them to navigate the resource in their community, and then connect them to an early childhood center like a daycare center or something like that.
Mm.
We also have our Neighborhood Networks program. That's also a partnership with elementary schools within Fairfax County. And this service is about the school system or the school social worker identifying families who may need some additional support. So maybe there are some challenges with attendance, or the children are sharing that, you know, my mother is going through cancer, or we know that the family is going through something that's so challenging that may result in them making not the best choices.
Right.
Then we're able to connect with them and provide some ongoing case management. We also have our Commonwealth Coordinated Care Services, and that one is a Medicaid waiver that helps to connect families to respite services and other services if their children are medically fragile or on the autism spectrum with some additional medical challenges. And then we also have our parenting education program. And this is, like the name suggests, it's parenting classes.
Right.
It's typically 12 to 16 weeks, depending on the curriculum that we're using, and all our curriculum are evidence-based. Mm-hmm. Classes are either English or in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
They could be virtual or in person. Mm-hmm. And they are going through, and once again, child development, parent knowledge, and what does it mean to help to provide some additional strategies to help to manage your children. So those are some of the resources. And then these are some, we also have a fatherhood program. And similar to our parenting education program, they provide classes for fathers that uses an evidence-informed curriculum as well. And really is, but just focusing on the fathers.
Just for the dads.
Yeah. And these are some of the resources that we provide within the county. Within the Department of Family Services, there are so many other services within the county,
right.
That might be offered through our nonprofit partners or others. I can't speak to all of that, but just once again, normalizing, you know, while we want to definitely highlight our services, we want families to get these, any service that is going to help them to be the best parent they can be.
Now, the parenting education programs mm-hmm. you mentioned and the father program, et cetera, are those, I'm sure they're free of charge, but are there any other criteria that you have to have to be able to take one of these classes? I guess I'm asking, do you have to be referred to Child Protective Services to take one of these classes? Or
so, thank you for asking. For almost every single service I mentioned, number one, they're free. Actually, every single service I just mentioned, they're
right,
free.
Right.
And in terms of, so they're specifically for our parenting education classes or our fatherhood classes, the only thing we would like, and it's not required, is that you'd want to be there, right?
Like, right,
you know.
Right.
There are some times when a family may be connected to the child welfare system and they are referred, but that's not a requirement.
Okay.
So, for example, I have never been a part of the child welfare system, but I am a resident of Fairfax County. As I mentioned, I have a child. So I figured, why not? Let me go to parenting classes. It mm-hmm. was fantastic being on that other side of the table and learning. Because
right.
while I do this work, there's so much more for me to learn, and it definitely benefited me. So
awesome.
anyone can do any of our parenting classes.
And we are talking about the Child Abuse Prevention Month, and a couple of the things we're going to mention may or may not be over by the time you hear these, so just keep that in mind. But there are a couple of events you wanted to specifically highlight for the month.
Yes. So depending on when you're listening to this,
right.
if you're listening to this before April 5th, 2025, we are asking everyone on April 5th of this year to wear blue, your brightest blue, and then post on social media, preventing child abuse and neglect, hashtag building stronger families. But if you happen to be listening to this any other time in the future, every first Friday of April, within Virginia at least, is Wear Blue Day. So wherever you are, there's almost always going to be some kind of social media campaign.
Well, blue is my favorite color, so why not wear blue every day?
So for the listeners, he is wearing blue today. So he tells no lie. So that's one way of supporting Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Month. But additionally, this month we are so fortunate to be a part of a county that recognizes these services. So our Board of Supervisors are going to proclaim April as Child Abuse and Prevention Month. We are so grateful for that, and so grateful for the partnership. In 2025, this happens to be on April 22nd, and typically it's one of the Board of Supervisors meeting in April
gotcha.
Or March. And so we definitely have it all over our social media, our web pages. So if you happen to be listening in the future, just go on fairfaxcounty.gov and search Child Abuse Prevention, and you'll find out when the date is for that time.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Getting close to the end of time here. Time just flies, I know.
It does.
Final thoughts from you. Anything I haven't asked you or anything you want the listeners to take away learning and knowing about Child Abuse Prevention Month?
So there are a couple things I would like to mention. In addition, if you're in Fairfax County or other jurisdictions, you may see pinwheels during April.
Hmm.
And pinwheels are the national symbol for Child Abuse and Prevention Month. We plant pinwheel gardens throughout Fairfax County, at libraries, at schools, at some of our community centers, churches, various places. And that really is just a way of symbolizing that we want our children to be happy and healthy, and we want them to be able to thrive. So that's one way to do it. And we're always happy to have individuals sponsor a garden or plant garden. Additionally, not only do we have resources that the community can benefit from, but we also benefit from the kind people and the residents and the partners in Fairfax County. We have so many donors. We have so many volunteers. I know sometimes people are like, I would love to support, but I don't know how. So can I talk more about that opportunity?
Oh, please. All right.
So we have many opportunities to be a volunteer. So you could volunteer with our parenting class. You could volunteer with one of our fatherhood classes. You could volunteer with our body safety program. We also have a mentorship program. That is the only program that you have to be referred through the child welfare system. But we have so many amazing mentors who are then connected with mentees for 2 years and provide the mentees with experiences they wouldn't normally have. We also have the opportunity, every holiday season, we have just an overwhelming outpouring of love. So during the holiday season or throughout the year, if you'd like to donate to either adopt a family for the holiday or perhaps donate goods or resources, some people just open their checkbooks to us. We're also appreciative of that. And then we also have individuals who sponsor classes. So they may, for example, sponsor a dinner for a parenting class. So those are some opportunities. And then, you know, if you don't have the time or the resources, we just always appreciate people knowing what most of our programs and sharing it with others. So maybe you're not a caregiver, or perhaps you're not a caregiver in that would need some additional resources right now. But we really appreciate when other people let others in the community know about our services so that we can continue to help as many as possible.
So like through social media and just chat to chat, person to person, spread the word.
You know, that good old like, hey, right. I know you're not doing so well right now. Right. I know you're complaining about Susie. Have you heard about this parent support line thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that number, because I am not going to make a mistake, is 703-324-7720.
So again, anybody that's interested in volunteering, interested in supporting, just wants to talk, anything, that's the main number to call.
Absolutely. 703-324-7720.
Awesome. Tawanda, thank you for being on the podcast today.
I really, really appreciate you having me today, Jim.
Absolutely. And great conversation. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
That is going to do it for this edition of the County Conversation Podcast. Thanks to Tawanda again for being here. Thanks to you for listening. To hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County and our podcast webpage. That's fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.